All right, friends, it's breakfast time, and I have this lovely bag of haggis and cracked pepper flavored potato crisps.
You know, actually, I already ate, so I mean, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
I didn't right, eat, but I'm wondering if I'm going to want to afterward.
I'm opening them.
So again, for those who are wondering, is there any sort of aroma?
Oh, yes, there's aroma.
Haggis is a Scottish dish consisting of a sheep's or calf's offal, look that up in biblical terms, mixed with suet, oatmeal, and seasoning, and boiled in a bag, traditionally one made from the animal's stomach. So it's a stomach bag and then a lot of other stuff in between.
You know, yeah. one time we went to, I got some food at a pantry. I came home and I think it was like cow tongue or something. And I had it in the microwave.
That's actually not horrible.
It's the
okay,
snack
but
that
somebody
licks
opened
you back.
Up our microwave and saw it and they were kind of like taken aback.
I remember as a small child being at my grandma's house and there was a pot boiling on the stove and lifting the lid and there's a big old tongue in there. Yeah. It's the snack that licks you back.
Forgive me for interrupting, but in 1971, it became illegal to import haggis into the U.S. from the U.K. due to a ban on food containing sheep lung.
Wow.
The ban encompasses all lungs, as fluids such as stomach acid and phlegm may enter the lung during slaughter.
Oh, my goodness.
This is getting better and better.
I'm so sorry for everyone who's trying to eat breakfast.
This is all part of a promotion. Jamie Kimmett, we're going to hear his tune coming up out of this. Okay. Prize worth fighting for, but... All right, let's not delay.
All right,
it any
I
longer.
Have a crisp in my hand. Did you smell them?
Actually, it smells decent.
Are we going to all like partake it, you know,
I
count it down?
I think so. You need to.
All right.
Okay, here we go. We all have our
haggis. It just looks like a regular chip.
It does, yeah.
All right.
But, okay, one, two, three.
There we go. Okay.
No.
I prefer barbecue.
No. I like most chips. Not that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, I think maybe like they use the stomach bag and just kind of squeeze it out and drip it over the chips or something.
Oh, that's so gross.
So who's going to finish the rest of the bag?
Not I, said the little red hen.
Whoever comes in next, first one into the office this morning.
First one into the office is a haggis chip.
So, Caroline, Betsy, Dave, Michelle.
Uh-huh.
It's on you, man.
Yeah, whoever's first gets them at their desk.
Jamie Kimmett coming up.
Thanks, Jamie. Hope your music's better than your chips. So, we were talking about the Super Blood Wolf Moon that we didn't see in person because it was cold and we were tired and had to be up for work the next day. But speaking of celestial events, on Friday, Japan's space agency successfully launched their first ever artificial meteor shower.
Seriously?
They launched a rocket carrying 7 satellites, including one that hopes to create the world's first artificial meteor shower. The microsatellite will debut its technology to the world, not for a bit yet. So they kicked this off, but haven't actually released it. The spring of 2020 is when they are hoping to replicate a meteor shower by releasing 400 tiny glowing balls made from a secret chemical formula.
Oh, a secret chemical formula
and they're
being
release
launched over my head into space.
And they're
going to
release those into the atmosphere, yes.
Sounds great.
The first ever artificial meteor shower is scheduled to light up the skies above the coastal region of Japan.
Huh. It's the secret chemical
everything, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about, like, launching more stuff into the atmosphere and then, like, sending it raining down on
us. Yeah, it's a secret chemical ingredient. That's the kicker there for me. So, just saying.
Good luck with that.
A lot of celebrity birthdays today. Hall of Fame golfer Jack Nicklaus, 79. Our own Nicklaus Loveland, his name. He's named after Jack Nicklaus, and his first name is spelled like Jack's last name. So that's kind of a cool story. And he got to meet him in Minnesota in the last year, which was fun. Also... Remember the animated Beauty and the Beast? It's one of my favorite animated movies. I'm talking about from a number of years back.
Yes.
Robbie Benson, who's the actor, director. He's the voice of the Beast in that. So he's 63 today.
Cool.
And also, it's Martin Luther King Day, and he would have been 90 today. This is his actual birthday. And the Wib Wake Up Show paying our own tribute.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creeds. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the color. made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
WWIB coming up on 818, 1 degree below. We are moving towards zero. That's good.
Yes, we are on the right track. We're on the right path. Well, proactive residents of Nevada City, California are hoping that they are on the right path to keeping their city from potentially being destroyed in the future by wildfires. Because, of course, just horrific events going on in California. And so this creative city is coming up with a campaign, an online campaign, because, of course, to try to protect their fair city from future wildfires. So they're raising money to bring in some help for their city in the form of goats.
I do love goats. I so love goats. Tell me more.
Now, we've heard of goats being used before. How do you remember hearing about this before, where some airports actually were hiring goats to come and mow their grass rather than hiring?
Vaguely.
Yeah. So this city wants to hire goats to clear out vegetation and other edible matter. The town is just 70 miles away from nearby Paradise, California, which, of course, was completely destroyed by wildfires last year. Now, one strategy for protecting similarly situated areas in the state of California is to begin clearing out flammable vegetation and other debris that could feed a spreading wildfire. That's where the goats come in, but they don't come cheaply, an estimated $30,000 price tag to clear the 450 acres of green space that has been identified as overgrown and a danger in the event of a wildfire.
30 grand.
30 grand for goats. I'm thinking, you know, there's that chicken ordinance. I'm thinking maybe I should start raising a flock of goats.
How many
instead.
Goats does 30 grand get you? Does it say?
I'm not sure what the going rate is for goats, but they have dubbed their campaign a Goat Fund Me and are currently at 15,000. On their way to 30 grand. So,
you know, the most often I hear GOAT is like a reference to greatest of all time. So, kind of the acronym abbreviation. But I got to say, this is where my Liberian experience for 2 years and where we were in the community there, they got one and then a second goat. And that's really seen as Christmas dinner, to be honest with you. If you're the goat there, your future is going to be
not
being
bright.
Served up. Yeah,
right.
As the meal.
So. Little FYI, did you know a typical herd of goats can clear approximately 200 acres of vegetation per day?
Seriously?
So they work quickly.
Wow. So 30 grand to get the job done in a day or two.
Yeah. There's like, even on the GoFundMe page, which is on GoFundMe, there's even some before and after photos.
Oh,
see,
I
look at how they clear
so
out the vegetation.
Cute. I love goats. I wish we were zoned for goats. I know some people in Altoona.
We just got zoned for chickens.
We had a rogue chicken goats in our neighborhood.
Next. One step at a time.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
All right, so I got a tune-up relationally on Saturday. And thanks to Jacob's Well Church in Lake Halley, they had Doug Fields, longtime with Saddleback Church. I guess he was on Focus in the Family Thursday and Friday as well, right here on our air. Of course, 9 in the morning, 6:30 at night. I'm going to just give a rapid recap.
Okay.
So marriage was the sermon on Saturday night, and basically just the points here in terms of honor your marriage every day. Good advice there. That marriage needs to be enjoyed. He cited Ecclesiastes 9:9, enjoy life with your wife. All for that. And he talked about marriage needs to be prioritized. And he made a great point, and this kind of tied into his parenting seminar too, in terms of, you know, the Bible calls us number our days and says, hey, there's 1,440 minutes in a week. Can you take 1 hour and 1% of that is an hour and 45 minutes. That's about the time of a date.
Wow.
So that was, he made a great case on that.
That is a great case. Hey, I had a date night with my husband this weekend, so I
there
tried.
You go. Yeah. And yeah, his wife was there and he said they've been married 34 or 35 years. And he said they've tried to date. And he recommended Pinterest as a great source for dating ideas.
Oh, so,
there you go.
Huh. Yeah. That is a great idea.
And
okay.
Then the parenting seminar was in the morning, and it was more on intentional parenting rather than reactive parenting. So, yeah, you can see that, right? And this is, again, rapid recap, but some of the points he hit on was have an overall, begin with the end in mind.
Sure.
And he talked about, hey, we wanted to raise kids with fit the five C's. That would be have confidence, character, convictions, compassion, and competence. Which is good, but some of these points, just hitting on the high points in terms of kids of strong belief, they'd have a consistent presence from you, and that's certainly important. beyond that, that you would have encouraging words. And we talk about that, right?
Sure.
You think about Gary Chapman, the love languages, words of affirmation.
Sure.
And he was really big on that. He's like, your words are super, super powerful. He was getting across the point. He didn't buy into the idea that that media and peers are the most important. He said, no, he believes that, you know, family is the most important influence in your kid's life, and that media and peers only come if you're not.
Right.
Sure, filling up that void.
Mm-hmm. He talked about, I like this, delicate discipline.
Oh.
Guidance with love, not punishment and anger. That was good.
I'm a fly apart kind of. I lose my temper, and I need to not do that. So I like that. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, he said, if you're a yeller, that's not going to work. So
it's not working.
Catch Tony Dungy weekday mornings at 10:40 here on WWIB. He said, if you're looking for a quick fix, that means you're looking for compliance. But if you're about intentional discipline, you're looking to guide your child. So be wise. Discipline by choice, a fair consequence, clearly communicated ahead of time, connected to the offense.
Hmm.
And he pointed out, it's not you against your kid, it's you and your kid against the consequence. Example, your child misses a curfew, a little older. Maybe the child's a teenager, misses that curfew, 10 o'clock, midnight, whatever it is. You greet your child at the door a half hour late. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sure something came up, but no, you won't be going out next weekend.
Right.
So anyhow, you're with them. And some other ones along the way. Activate responsibility. Design some strategic rules.
Huh.
Consequences build self-esteem. And there's more here than I could possibly get to. But it was good.
Sounds like it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good to just contemplate that.
Can I just give him my children for a couple months and he can get them all straightened out and then I'll take them back?
I love what he said at the end. He said the idea was not to come away, you know, it's never perfection, right?
Right.
But improvement. He said at the end, don't have your reaction be, boy, I'm going to give my kids up for adoption. No, that's not the idea. Hang in there.
No, we're all in it together, too.
And something is better than nothing, which is a motto I try to subscribe to as well. So let's try to do better.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.